Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what's next for the Muppets? It's time to get it right.
Let the clown perform. Don't interrupt. Keep
it's
going.
It's time to meet the Muppets on a Muppet show tonight. Da, 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 da. You know, the Muppet song. Yeah.
I do know the Muppets.
I know the Muppets.
Okay, that's really good to hear.
So what's next for the Muppets? What'd they do last?
Well, okay, so to fill you in, Joel Zammit, Disney owns the Muppets now, and they don't know what the fuck to do with
them. I think Disney's owned the Muppets for quite a while from memory, because I know there was a period of time where Disney was like, hey, Disneyland, it's getting invaded by Muppets. It's going to be crazy. And then they were like, we don't actually know what to do with the Muppets here in Disneyland. And it lasted like a week or something.
How old are you
Pandora?
Lasting? Huh? How old are you thinking that they've owned them for?
Like the 90s?
Wrong, 2004. So it's not that long. I mean,
That's like just
It's close to 20 years. Yeah, but the Muppets have existed since...
Like the 1970s?
1955.
Oh, yeah, for the Folgers Coffee commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Folgers Coffee where he'd be like, do you like Folgers Coffee? And then another Muppet would be like, I don't. And then, this is not a joke, because I watched these recently for a Twitch stream. Kermit the Frog pulls out a gun and shoots the shoots the guy who doesn't like Folgers Coffee. That's how every single episode, like,
going
commercial
off
ran.
Caffeine really has made Kermit lose his edge.
Yeah, man. He used to be wired and exceptionally violent.
Quick question in regards to Muppets. Because, like, I guess I'm not on the pulse of Muppets as much as Jackson.
Oh, man. Muppets are sick.
Muppets are awesome. I know. Like, I remember watching the film that came out. And then I remember...
Which one? There's been a couple.
The one where a man becomes a Muppet. It's got the guy from...
Yes. Big Bang Theory. Bazingas.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's
guy
a Big Bang Theory fella.
Jason
Okay. Well, he had him in it, too.
The movie you're thinking of is The Muppets from 2011.
Yeah. After that, there was rumors, or there was being like, oh, Jim Henson's son's going to make a noir with Muppets, and it's going to be a murder. And
that happened, and it was really bad.
And I was like, oh, that sounds cool, but then it happened, and it was real bad.
Yeah.
Happy Time Murders?
Yeah, the Happy Time Murders.
Was it well-received?
No.
Because initially
did it break
it was...
new ground?
No.
Because initially the
it
Happy
was
Time...
basically just... Crank Yankers.
It was Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers, if Drawn Together was a puppet show.
Yeah.
So not anything like, say, Meet the Feebles?
No, well, I think it wanted to be Meet the Feebles, but it was Meet the Feebles without the nuance, which is a crazy thing to say. But no, because...
There's a scene where an
elephant fucks a cat or something.
Like the walrus's girlfriend is like, we're done. He's like, and he's getting like slopped off by a bunny, maybe.
I don't know. It still had less nuance than that, because initially that Sunny Time Murders or whatever was pitched as like, we just do a regular noir movie. Yeah. With no, it's not really a comedy, but everyone's a Muppet.
Everyone's chasing the high of what Michael Caine did, where I think it was Michael Caine.
Yours three?
He's in...
Now You See Me.
Yeah.
The high of both of these films. Oh, get a paycheck.
Oh,
he was in Jaws the Revenge, actually, not Jaws 3, fuckhead.
So sorry!
And Jaws 3 is Jaws 3D, stupid loathsome cunt.
If only I cared about sharks.
Yeah, that was the problem, not caring about sharks. I don't know, I can only name like two sharks. I can name more Jaws films than types of shark.
I can name heaps of types of shark.
Yeah.
Go!
Hammerhead.
Yeah.
Gummy.
Uh-huh.
Great white.
Mm-hmm.
Goblin. Goblin. Greenland.
You gotta help. You gotta help. That's five. I can name four Jaws movies.
Okay, well, we're pretty close.
What if I threw the Shallows
tiger?
In?
Tiger. Tiger.
Bull.
Mako. That's a shark. Or Mako.
Banjo? Did you say that?
No, but that's one, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a lot of sharks.
Whale?
Heaps. It's not a real shark, though.
Anyway, what was I saying? Because Michael Caine in, I think it's, is it Muppets Christmas Carol he's in?
Yeah.
Whatever Muppets movie from that period he's in, he was like, I'll do it, but I'm going to play it straight.
Yeah.
So I'm acting like the Muppets are just people. And he's like, he's acting like he's in Shakespeare, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes it work. And then everyone's like, we should try and do that. And then every single studio gets little baby cold feet.
Yeah, they're like,
and they're
no.
like, no, make it fucked.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to do like a Muppet noir. But like the kind of the joke is, it's kind of a bit of a meta joke. It's played straight. And they're like, Melissa McCarthy will be in your movie. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, very serious actor.
Yeah.
Mm. She plays it straight in Bridesmaids.
That's true.
Yeah, but Bridesmaids, I guess, yeah.
But Bridesmaids is a pretty silly movie.
Yeah. Everyone else is silly.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she should have brought that energy. Everyone else is being silly and she's not. She's just trying to get married.
That's no. Is that Melissa McCarthy in that movie? Doesn't she shit in a sink?
Oh, wait. No.
You're like, she's playing it straight. And I'm like, yeah. And then I just remember the scene where she shits in a sink. And I'm like, I guess that's straight if that's what her character would do.
No, that's, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Muppets, the most recent thing they did with was Muppets Now, which was a kind of like a series of shorts that they were putting online, I think.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, okay. So,
and Muppets Haunted Mansion is actually the newest thing, which was a, I think, like 50 to 60 minute feature film.
Yeah.
That people were like, this is all right.
Yeah, that's that seems to have been, like, with everything the Muppets have done, bar the first, not the first Muppet movie, but the most recent movie that was just called The Muppets, because that was pretty well received, but everything they did kind of subsequently and also kind of before, like, everyone was like, that's fine. Like, Muppets Wizard of Oz was pretty good. Okay. The Muppets...
I remember Muppets Treasure Island. I like that. Yeah, but I was but a child.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, you know what, you know? What's to be done? Yeah, Muppets. What was that? I'm trying to remember the because it was like Muppets Wizard Oz, Muppets Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yes.
I'm naming all the Muppets movies now. The Muppets.
The Muppets.
There was the Muppets sequel to the movie The Muppets.
Muppets Most Wanted.
Muppets Most Wanted.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
That's the one.
Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy. Okay. Yeah.
Tina Fey. Yeah. Evil Kermit.
Evil Kermit.
Was that the one with David Grohl?
David Grohl is in... I think he's in... No, he's in the 2011 film.
Yeah.
The one you've seen.
Okay. Yeah.
Not
the
one that you probably haven't seen.
Okay. I might have seen this.
The one where he fills in for Animal, that's... To be honest, he might be
He
in
might
both.
Do that in the Muppets Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So the Muppets, I feel like...
I remember Tina Fey one. She was... In a hat.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you probably saw the trailer.
It's very possible. A Russian hat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think she's a police officer.
Yeah, she's trying to capture the Muppets. They're most wanted by Tina Fey.
And Ricky Gervais' character's got a funny Muppets name.
Yeah.
Which is funnier than him ever being.
Yeah. Was he in the trailer?
Yeah,
yes. I don't know. Maybe you've just seen Tina Fey in a funny ad in another situation.
Maybe.
Not related to the Muppets. But it feels like with the Muppets, because the Muppets also have, like, since the 2011 was the Muppets movie?
Yeah.
It came out? So since the 2011 Muppets movie, it feels like they've been kind of like clawing for relevancy in the modern day a little bit.
Because
like
they had
the Muppets Office TV show that...
I remember, like, during that era, because that was one that I did see.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, after that, everyone's like, the Muppets are back,
yeah,
baby.
We love the Muppets.
And then nothing really happened. Because that was off the back of Forgetting Sarah Marshall
as
well, with, again, old
the
Mason
Dracula.
Siegel doing his little Muppety stuff. And everyone's being like, I remember Muppets. Muppets are cool. Are cool. And then we get old mate doing it again in this Muppet thing, and then nothing happened.
Well, because they were like, Muppets Most Wanted, and then the Muppets, I forget what it was called, but it was basically like a... Like a Muppets The Office, where it was like workplace comedy with Muppets, which is a very, you know, I think that's a very solid idea
Why did that fail?
I don't know. I mean, I think it only ran for one season and was not that well liked.
I think it was put, because that was on NBC or something like that. I think it was, they made it too, it falls into like that weird in between where it's not, like kids would hate it because they don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And adults would be like, eh. Well, you gotta like the Muppets movie, you gotta tone it. You gotta go both ways.
You gotta turn it up, but turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta thread that needle.
But it is weird that, because like those in the original Muppet show from way back in the 1970s, like that kind of did it almost did the 30 Rock thing, the original Muppet show, where it was like, here's the Muppet show that we put on every week or whatever. But also at the same time, you're getting the behind the scenes stuff. Kermit's stressed. Rolf the dog's playing the piano.
There's one very funny joke and very funny bit from this series that I've seen a million times.
Yeah.
Which is Kermit's having a really bad day. And I think, oh, him and Miss Piggy are also broken up.
Yeah,
in this.
Yeah. That was because it was that massive publicity thing where they're like, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy are divorced. Kermit the Frog has dated a younger pig.
Yeah.
Great bit. Great bit.
That is funny.
It's funny.
I think what happened is they.
I hope that was just the headline. Dating a younger pig.
Similar. Yeah. And then I think there was a bunch of discourse where they're like, Kermit's fetishizing pigs. It's like, what are we doing here? The internet?
Is the issue there, it's just like, tries to be too internet-y or tries to kind of lean in a bit too much what people think is like, oh yeah, the youth will enjoy this. Let's lean into meme culture. Let's have a Kermit bending over gaping. Kids love that.
Kids love that picture for some reason.
Well, I get it. It's funny.
It is funny.
Kermit drinking a tea. We've got to include that.
I wonder if he did any of the memes in the Muppet Office show.
He absolutely would have drank tea 100%. At some point.
Yeah.
Or he would have commented on how that photo of him drinking tea is on the internet. Mm. But there's a funny joke where he's driving in a golf cart, having a real stressful day, thinking about Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Fishburne cuts him off. And he's like, oh, hey, Kermit. And he's like, oh, Lawrence, like, what's up? And he's like, I'm actually having a really bad day. I had a terrible night last night. And he's like, why? He's like, because I watched your show. Kermit's like, oh, and drives off. And then Lawrence Fishburne does a U-turn, comes back around. He's like, I'm really sorry. Just in like a real bad mood. That was really rude of me. Probably because I watched your show. It's delivered way funnier than I did,
great.
It's a good bit.
You kind of get the vibe that the Muppet Office show maybe just came out at the wrong time.
Yeah,
it was. Wrong platform, and that
wrong time, wrong platform. It either needed to be earlier or later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably needed to be more for adults or less for adults.
Yeah. Because I think, but it's also, I think, a dangerous sort of like line to walk, because if you just have the Muppets doing really mundane things, it's like a different kind of comedy to the comedy of the Muppets. You know what I mean?
It needs to be chaotic. Like, I mean, like, that's why that bit's funny. It's because like Kermit's being yelled at and he's stressed and
absolutely.
He's trying to put on
a
show.
Got, kinda, it's a bit like wacky, you know what I mean? But if you're just doing like the Office comedy, where
Kermit looks down the camera and scrunches up his face.
Yeah, exactly.
I made a fist because that's what Kermit's face does.
Kermit's bones are a hand.
Like, he could do, again, if they did the Office Muppets, but they made it kind of that whole, like, you know, where everyone is kind of have that chaos energy and Kermit's trying to hold it all together.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you still have moments of, you know, that sort of like downplayed Office comedy of looking down the camera, but you can't
do only that, because then otherwise you're like, well, I'm not really watching the Muppets at this point.
I wonder if it would have worked way better if it followed the streaming system of just like 10 episodes, because then you'd be like, oh, I could binge watch it. This
I think
is fun and silly.
Absolutely. And I think as well, like, didn't it come out on not only... I have this vague feeling, and I might be really wrong here, that it came out on one of those fucking nonsense streaming services.
Peacock?
Yeah, no, like...
It streamed on TV. It was broadcast on TV.
Okay, all right.
It was... I'm pretty sure it would have been on NBC.
So then, probably streamed on Peacock.
Yeah. So just like a kind of a hard thing for a lot of eyes on, and the wrong eyes on it probably in the end. Yeah, I think... But what's kind of a shame...
So Disney own it?
Yeah, Disney would own it now.
Aired on ABC.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you would think they'd own it, but
if Disney own it, then why isn't it on Disney Plus?
Yeah, very good question.
Why isn't it on Disney Plus?
It might be on Disney Plus.
I swallowed my tongue halfway through that sentence. I do not know why.
Because like, it's kind of a shame now that they couldn't. I mean, I guess they conceivably could, but it would be kind of weird to do it again. You know what
like
I mean?
They could make a sequel to it, but almost like a soft reboot.
Yeah. Because I think that'd be a great place for the Muppets.
The idea of Kermit being sort of like, what, 45 years, like a 45-year-old dedicating
frog.
His time to the bit of frog, dedicating time to his business. His wife's left him, or he's cheated on her with a younger pig. He's having a midlife crisis while also trying to run a company.
Absolutely.
Well, that's pretty much... I mean, that is also kind of the plot of the two. I think that also might be the problem.
Yeah,
it's a very similar plot to the Jason Segel film.
Yeah.
He's like, I've fucked it and the Muppets are done.
Yeah. I think like, if you were going to reboot the Muppets, I would just do the Muppet Show again. Mm. Like the Muppet Show from the 1970s.
No. What we got to do is we got to get the cult classic, the hit TV series Entourage. And we got to use a lot of that.
Oh, my
Into the Muppet.
Muppetorama.
Okay, so we've kind of discussed General Muppets and idea one of where the Muppets should go next. Muppets Entourage. So is your idea Kermit being Ari or Kermit being...
I was either going to be like Kermit needs to be the Ari or Kermit is like his older brother.
Okay.
Like the kind of like...
No, who's the other guy? Vinny.
Vinny.
See, either needs to be... That's not who you were talking about, but I was talking about he either needs to be Ari or Vinny.
Yeah. Can Turtle be a real turtle?
Yeah.
That's classic Muppets humor.
And E is the letter E from Sesame Street. Johnny Drama is still played by the same guy.
A human. You need some humans amongst
What's his name? Not Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon's brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
That guy.
I've never seen an episode of Entourage in my life.
I haven't either, but I keep being considerate. I keep being considering.
Okay.
I'm here, sitting here being considering watching the movie because I think that's the funniest way to enjoy Entourage.
I'm being considering watching the movie.
I think it'd be very funny to have an up-and-coming Muppet trying to make it in Hollywood, and then you have like the Muppets Entourage, and Kermit can be, either Ari, how he's like moved into that sort of like, I'm an agent now and I'm trying to like foster
Kermit
whatever.
Make a good agent.
He could be, the older brother who, Johnny Drama, who's very much just like the, I had success, it came and went. But Kermit was always more successful than Johnny Drama.
I think that Kermit as Ari and having Scooter as Vinny is funny.
Yeah. Oh, Scooter, good choice.
Because then it's like, because Scooter takes it. Yeah, Scooter takes over in the 90s, right?
I think so. He was sort of like Kermit's PA from memory. So.
Yeah, but is he the character that... Because, look, this is not that deep Muppet lore, and I wish I could remember. My Muppet knowledge is, like, mostly there, but none of it's connected.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's a little like,
Who the Muppets?
So was it the Muppets Tonight? What was the TV series in the 90s? Because that introduced a new character, or am I thinking
Scooter came in the 90s, but I don't know if he was running the show. Mm-hmm. I think Kermit was still running the show, but I don't think... Because wasn't there like a failed kind of... There's been a lot of failed Muppet reboots, but wasn't there like a failed Muppet reboot basically of the Muppet show? But it was like kind of in maybe a kind of grungy, irony poisoned 90s, the earnestness of the Muppets.
Well, yeah,
didn't
Muppets
survive.
Tonight is 96 to 98.
Because you could do something, again, maybe they've already tried this and this is like retreading old ground, or they just, if they do it, they kind of fuck it.
Yeah.
But it is doing like a 30 Rock style television series, because you can kind of like. A crib from some like ideas that are tried and true, and so you have that kind of thing. Like, okay, it's a variety show, which we've already done, it's the Muppet Show, but now it's kind of focusing too much on a lot on the behind the scenes. A new up and coming Muppet, i.e., with the Tracy, but then that can kind of also lead to the Entourage kind of bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have a group of people there that you can kind of follow and have some like chaotic shenanigans.
Yeah,
you've got the old star like. Who is Jenna if not Miss Piggy? Come on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% cut from the same cloth. Yeah. I think that's the thing. I think the Muppet Show as a format, and just taking it from like a... Was it a TV show in the 70s or like a theater? They did it on a stage. Statler... No, I mean within the world of the Muppets.
It was a TV show,
but it was like a live audience.
So it's just instead, it's just like a 30 Rock style variety show, the Muppet Show. You got a bunch of guest stars because the Muppet Show always had a bunch of guest stars on there, but you pick your guest stars cleverly, so you're getting like, your Seth Rogen's, your frickin'
James Marsden's.
Your Jenny
John
McCarthy.
Hamm's.
Exactly.
You're Michael Sheen.
Yeah.
You're Matt Damon's. Basically anyone who guessed it
on
30
Rock.
Rock
you just put on
The
Muppets.
Just do 30 Rock.
Yeah, just do 30 Rock again. Like, and I don't even if you need to introduce any new Muppet characters.
No.
You just have, like, the same Muppets as always doing their Muppet thing, and you just make it wacky and silly at the same time as being... Dusha looks like he's shitting.
Okay, so I went deep looking for the character I was talking about.
Yeah.
I think I might have been mixing Scooter and Pepe the Prawn together.
Oh, love Pepe Le Prawn.
But anyway, I found out that the second Muppet Show pilot was called The Muppet Show Sex and Violence.
Whoa! Wazza.
All right.
I think as well, if you're rebooting The Muppets, you just aim for a more adult audience.
Yeah.
I don't think kids give a fuck about The Muppets, guys.
No, I don't think. Again, it's like when they did the... Was it Mr. Sherman, they go,
Peabody and Mr. Sherman.
You're like,
who for who?
Who is this for? Say, like, the Peanuts?
Yeah.
What? Why?
For who? Kids don't care about these characters.
Like, yeah, kids, do they care about Snoopy? No. Do anyone our age care about Snoopy? No, you got to pitch to the 50-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly.
Babies would care about Snoopy because it's just a dog. Yeah. That's the trick about kids. You can show them whatever the fuck you want. As long as it's good, they don't care. Mm. By good, I mean quick and colorful.
And maybe variety of shapes.
Yeah. As long as there's multiple shapes, you got square, you got circle, triangle.
Oh, I love me some circles.
Triangles in there, baby. And
triangle's so
sweet.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah,
getting with them rhombuses, real they're like a third act
trapezoid.
Twist
there. Oh, get a little too chaotic. Fair enough.
And to follow up some more, like throwback, I guess, back to before we started actually doing the episode, yes. But in episode before the Entourage pitch, the Muppets show that's The Office is on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. We should watch it.
I will watch it.
Yeah, me
See
too.
If it's any good.
We'll do a base reaction.
Stop making promises. It's even got the same font as The Office. It's all lowercase and ends with a full stop.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you need a little distance from The Office. You don't want to replicate The Office.
And that's the thing. Yeah, it's like, don't do The Office. Just like do like the Muppets like version of them working in an office.
Yeah. It's literally an updated, you just do an updated The Muppet Show. It's got all the same things as The Muppet Show. It's got the funny character dynamics. Mm-hmm. It's got the show within a show. It's got the behind the scenes stuff, and you just update the comedy a little bit for the modern day. Bada bing, bada boom. You've got a great
Muppet
show.
You don't need to do like a variety thing. You can kind of even do it like more like what is sort of happening on like, oh yeah, it's a streaming show or something like that. And then they kind of have to like, you know, doing like whatever it is.
Yeah.
They can kind of like shift it towards that.
Yeah.
I think having the SNL model would suit it. Not doing it live every Saturday night. Not live from Hall 8 or what. No, live, Hall 8.
Let's say Hall 8.
Hall 8's some Comic Con, I think.
Yep.
It's live,
live from Hall 8. It's the Muppet
Show.
Were you thinking of New York?
Yeah.
You just replaced New York.
Live from New York on Saturday night.
I forgot the words New York.
It's an easy mistake to make. Yeah, one of America's capital cities.
No, I think what I was getting it actually confused
with. Did you say one of America's capital cities?
It is.
It is one of 50.
I mean,
wait. Unless America has any states that have two capital cities, you know how occasionally,
sometimes they do.
I was like, DC is the capital.
Well,
but I guess
I'm not saying it's capital. I'm saying it's one of
the capital of the state.
America has many capital cities. This is just one of them.
Okay.
I think what I was thinking is live from Rockefeller Plaza.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Live from 30 Rock.
Yeah,
he's 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if you do the SNL model of have one guest and one band.
Because
this is a weird throwback, but like a show that was for children that always had like bands on it, and they would either play a kid's version of their song or just write a new psycho song was Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, yeah. That
consumed the world for a couple of years.
I was honestly thinking you're going to go with Charmed for a minute.
Well,
Charmed also works.
Charmed had bands in it.
Yeah, that's what I was like. He's going for Charmed. Okay, Yo Gabba. Okay,
The OC did it as well. So did. I reckon there was
Buffy as well for a bit.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, any cool shows, they bought a bar and would book bands.
and then you'd
see said bands play in said bar.
If you're doing a Muppet show like this, so are you imagining your Saturday Night Live style Muppet show is like Saturday Night Live where it's like a bunch of sketches,
I think
and a guest, and it's kind of all like, is it a...
I think it still has to be framed the same way that
The Muppet
Almost
Show
like
was.
The, or like, I guess like the newer Muppet movie was, where it's also like the episodes, there's dramas outside the show. And like you can involve the bands and stuff in it. So again.
Absolutely. You got to do that. You got to have like a band that really kind of can't act very well.
Yeah.
Talking to Kermit the Frog or whatever. Like that's. Yeah. That's
or like
stuff.
A romance between. Well, like the Weezer music video for Keep Fishing, where the drummer of Weezer gets kidnapped by Miss Piggy.
Absolutely.
And they're trying to play the Muppet Show.
Weezer's coming on. First episode's got Weezer in it, okay? They're the band.
Well, that makes sense, because people will be like, I remember that music
video. And Kermit's
video.
Like, oh, I'm not feeling super, happy about having Weezer in the show, Fozzie the Bear, because Miss Piggy
wants to fuck the drummer.
Wants to fuck the drummer. Mm-hmm. Wazza, wazza. Please take this seriously. See, it's funny already.
Yeah. And so I think you started with, like, again, like, so would it be that Miss Piggy and Kermit are no longer together?
No, I think they could be together. They're just going to be on the rocks.
Okay.
I think that's what it's got. They've got to be on the rocks, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or taking a break. Race of Rochelle's.
Style. Yeah, yeah, racial and Russell style.
Race and Russell.
We're on a break!
Russell! We're on a break!
Race! Go fuck yourself!
We're on a break, Race!
Yeah, we're on a break for like what? A day? A day?
Russell, you're not listening to me!
The walls are closing in, Russell. We're on a break.
Oh my! But yes, they're on a break, you know, and it's they're having like a trial separation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you know, Kermit obviously still in love with Miss Piggy, and I think you got to add a little bit of that, like some nice, genuine, earnest, mm-hmm. not necessarily emotions. Drama, but you want like a good story as well that continues over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't want it like overwrought and super mm-hmm. emotional.
Season one cliffhanger: Miss Piggy's pregnant.
But I think people expect that, not always, but out of their kind of clever comedies, which I feel like this will be, you want to also become invested in the emotional lives of these characters. And I think that's really, that is like meta funny to do with the Muppets, because they're fucking Muppets, you know what I mean? I think there's absolutely a great show here, and we need to pitch it to Disney. So
that, or alternatively, go the opposite direction mm-hmm. entirely. And make this like a straight to streaming thing, similar to the shows I'm going to compare it to. Something like you just make, I think you should leave, but with Muppets. Go Psycho.
It's another absolutely
Mr. Show,
great idea.
But it's the Muppets.
Yeah. You either do like the actual variety show that's a little bit Psycho.
Yeah.
Or you do like a sitcom, and you either do it like. And again, that doesn't have to be like the Office or SNL or 30 Rock or anything.
You're
like
you're
Community
your own
or something
thing,
like that. You know, it's just like, all right, where can I put Kermit in a semi position of power?
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like he's trying to hold everything together, but it's not going well for him.
Like,
and a bunch of little fuckers.
It's such a simple recipe for comedy. Kermit has to take the bus. That's funny. Kermit sitting on the bus because like his car's broken. You know what I mean? He's like putting Kermit in an exceptionally mundane and slightly depressing situation.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's good.
Kermit's got to catch a cab. I'm laughing. But you're right.
He's waiting for a bus. The bus drives past, sprays him with water.
Yeah, exactly. His face
crunches
up.
Briefcase. Kermit holding a briefcase is funny to look at.
It's so funny. Kermit comes in late. Everyone's like, where are you? We got to start in 5 minutes. And he's like, you know, because he just went through all this rigmarole or whatever, and animals nude or whatever. But you go full-on cooked variety show where they're just kind of like unrelated sketches involving the Muppet. You basically do the show within a show of the Muppets.
Mm. Do both at the same time.
Yeah, why not?
Shake up your day with the new Starbucks Iced Hazelnut Oat Milk Shaken Espresso. Layers of smooth blonde espresso, rich hazelnut, and...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Creamy oat milk, shaken to delicious perfection. Order yours with the Starbucks app.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
EggLife believes eating better should taste great, so they created the perfect wrap. Made with egg whites, never flour, EggLife wraps have 5 grams of protein, less than 1 gram of carbs, and zero compromises. Transform your favorite foods with a simple swap, from tacos and sandwiches to sweet treats. EggLife wraps have the taste you love and the nutrition you need. So see ya, tortilla, and hello, EggLife. Find the perfect wrap in the fridge at your local grocer.
But I think you got to avoid is you got to avoid going too, like, we're taking this thing for kids and making it for adults. Mm-hmm. Because, like,
don't make the Happy Time Murders again.
Or the new Scooby-Doo TV show where they're like, we got rid of Scooby-Doo because that's for kids. And you're like, yeah. It does shows for kids. What are you talking about?
Adults hate dogs.
You mean like Velma?
Velma, though? Yeah, no. Yeah. Where everybody's like, oh, yeah, this could be good. Oh, no.
Why?
I don't. It's so baffling.
That's insane. That has to be like, only children love dogs.
Well, they were like, we're kind of doing like an adult show. So you're like, and
you kind of dog an adult. Who? What adult buys a dog?
Yeah. So you're like,
most. What?
Mindy Carling, what are you talking about?
If you go and get a dog, most you got to be an adult.
Yeah. But they were like, no, talking dog. I don't know. That's what made Scooby-Doo a kids show. So
Velma will be the first series in the Scooby-Doo franchise not to feature Scooby-Doo himself. The next 4 words are surprising.
Yeah.
Due to studio restrictions. What the fuck does that mean?
Huh?
Or did the studio be like, you can't put Scooby-Doo in something that's not for children?
Maybe, yeah, maybe because when I read the thing, and this was a while ago, it was I thought Mindy Carling being like, Scooby-Doo talking kind of is what made it like a kids show. So we got rid of Scooby-Doo so that it differentiated it and made it more obviously an adult show. But
It's both. Okay. Unlike most Scooby-Doo incarnations, this series will not feature Scooby-Doo himself due to studio mandates combined with the crew struggling to come up with an adult take on the character.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that show you fucking love? Yeah. Venture Bros?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Venture Brothers?
People have done this. People have done this multiple times. It's actually not a very difficult thing.
Give a man a fucking dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, look. Is a dog.
Yeah.
You know, is it, what was the dog? What was it? Elijah Wood, he played a dog man? A
Wilfred?
Dog? Wilfred.
Wilfred, yeah, exactly.
Why is my
do
brain,
Wilfred.
Why is my brain just ready to go I for know. Wilfred?
I'm going Willow, you're going Wilfred. This is good shit.
Yeah.
That's bad. I knew Happy Time Murders,
yeah, you're
too.
Full on just like, it's always at the surface.
It's bad.
But, like, but yeah, just do that. Do that. You do that.
Exactly.
Guys, do that.
And I think the thing is, like, you don't want, because I think one of the, I mean, look, Velma's not out yet, or if it is, I haven't seen it. I don't know. But I think one of... I think one of the issues with it, you got to be like, well, why are we making a Scooby-Doo TV show?
If you're just making that, why then?
Like, why
have it attached to like the Scooby gang?
And so, like, I think that's why with our theoretical Muppet TV show, you wonder, like, you got to keep it true to the Muppets.
Mm.
You just, it's not like you're like, oh, the Muppets are for adults now, so we got to see Kermit's fat green hog, or we can't have fucking Fozzie Bear in there because he's, you know, too silly or whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta still have those characters in your Muppets
Gonzo's
movie.
New name is Glenn, because that's less silly.
Oh, my first name's Glenn. I'm Glenn Gonzo.
Like Glenn Quagmire.
Glenn Gary Glenn Quagmire.
Okay. I like this.
Now we're getting somewhere. This episode's been
first
a lot.
First place, you get a car. Second place, you get a knife.
Giggity,
set.
Giggity, giggity.
Third place, you get giggity, giggity, fuck all. Alec Baldwin's character is played by Quagmire.
This episode feels like we're like Disney's be like, we need you to pitch us a new Muppets movie. And we came in and every idea we've come up with, we're like, we've never been smarter. It feels like we're about to leave this room, pitch it to the Disney execs, and they'll be like, what are you doing? What did you do for an hour in there?
We're like, we are
had genius ideas.
Gold, Disney
a,
execs.
B, G, always B, giggity, giggity.
We came up with the best Muppet movie possible, TV show, whatever, in the first 5 minutes, Disney. We've got 2 new characters for friends. Grace and Herschel or something. Glenn Gary Glenn Quagmire? Yeah, come on.
You own Fox now. You can make a Glenn Gary Glenn Quagmire movie.
Gas leak.
Seth MacFarlane, is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah. Seth, love it. He'll do it.
He'll love it.
He'll make Glenn Gary Glenn Quagmire. Oh, boy.
I honestly think out of all the ideas we've had so far, the Entourage one, that is funny. And you could also make the Entourage one work in a way where it could tick both boxes for the adults and the kids. Because, like, kids aren't going to get that it is Entourage.
Yeah,
but adults will. Yeah. And you don't need to make the jokes Entourage. It doesn't need to be like,
it doesn't have to be,
what's up? Yeah. Suck my nuts. I'm Kermit the Frog. Yeah,
Johnny Drama is getting rimmed yet again. you don't need to kind of make it a one for one.
Yeah.
But you kind of just set in that same just kind of, like, basic concept.
You're telling a story about Hollywood, I guess.
Yeah. It's just through the lens
of Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's funny.
I think that it'd be a, like, you know, you have the up and coming whoever that is going to be your Vinny Chase.
Yeah.
Your up and coming mega star, like the big hit.
You could
from
even
whatever.
Fucking use the Muppet from the Muppets movie, like not the Muppet movie, the Muppets.
The Muppets 2011. Yeah.
The one that I've seen.
Yeah, what's his name? I almost said Hector. I don't remember, but
I honestly thought it was Scooter, but then you brought Scooter up again, and I'm like, I don't think that's Scooter.
He's just got a regular
Scooter's
guy.
Scooter's the
name.
Muppet that looks like our friend Adam Carnivale. He does. But yeah, you use that Muppet as like, because, well, and that's like, and this could have been a sequel
Walter.
To the Muppet movie. Yeah.
Yeah, Walter. So again, you have like the you know, Walter as that, and you change his character a little bit. Now he's a bit more, you know, like.
Well, he's had success. Yeah. That's the whole point of the Muppets. 2011 movie. Yeah, he gets success.
Yeah.
Now Kermit's like, I'm retiring. I'm going to become an agent. I'm yelling expletives down the phone.
Yeah.
It's Sex in the City for boys for Muppets.
Yeah. Is this for Muppets? Are there going to be jokes I don't get because I'm not a Muppet?
Yeah.
Well, like, my hand's really itchy today. You'll lean over and be like, that's because Muppets have hands in them.
Oh, get it, man.
You learned a lot living on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I moved into Sesame Street to help write this show.
You wrote the show?
Yeah. Someone's got up.
Fair enough.
But then you've got like a lot of, you know, guest stars of Muppets in everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of see where they're going to. And not all of them need to be in that sort of like Hollywood
no,
sphere.
No, absolutely.
Like some people can just be like, oh, yeah, they're working over here or whatever. Oh, I know a guy for this. And they go to, you know, the animal, wherever he's doing. And it could work really well in that it's not just for babies and it's not just for adults. And it is that you thread that needle.
You gotta
enough,
thread the needle, yeah.
And then it's still like, chaotic and like fun.
Yeah. The best moments in kind of most, for me anyway, of most of the Muppet like properties, including the Muppet movie from the 70s and the Muppets from 2011, Muppet Show, all of that is like just the Muppets Muppeting around, but in like everyday situations.
You're a bit wrong though, because the best part of the first Muppets movie is when Kermit he ride the bike.
Oh yeah, he ride the bike. We see the legs,
and they're moving, and you're like, I don't know shit about fuck. I thought this motherfucker was a puppet, but this motherfucker has legs.
I guess Kermit's real life, baby.
That's just what frogs look like on TV. Rainbow Connection.
Kermit lived in a swamp, baby.
Yeah, he plays the banjo. Yeah. I saw his fucking legs. He's got the legs.
Yeah. They meet Big Bird in that movie, I always remember.
Yeah.
And they're like, you want to come be a Muppet? And he's like, no, I'm going to go be a Sesame Street.
Peace.
Peace out. Yeah.
Like, yeah, this, again, you do something with like this where it's like a Hollywood thing and it just is either if you want to have Kermit as your main character, because I feel like they kind of want to have that.
Yeah.
You kind of have him as that washed up Hollywood actor who's trying to kind of get back into it at all.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it kind of writes itself.
Yeah, you can have so many good bits if Kermit's, because you say you go the agent route with Kermit.
Yeah.
You have Kermit being the agent of all, the Muppet Show's dissolved, and now Kermit has taken that backseat, and he's just the agent for all of the Muppets we know and love.
Yeah.
Mm. And all of the Muppets are nightmares, so you still get that, like, harried, stressed Kermit.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I had Gonzo on the set of ER, and he blew himself up.
Yeah, and, like, you have that kind of shit. Where
George Clooney's suing. It's set in the 90s.
Yeah. But you have that kind of stuff where it, like, cut away to, like, a film production, and it is just the Muppets causing havoc.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's just like, you know, Kermit's stressed on the phone and it's just like, you know, Gonzo, this we've had, can't keep doing
you
this.
You can't keep blowing yourself out of cannons.
And then Gonzo's like, that's why they hired me. Yeah. And then he's lighting a fuse and he's like, is that the sound of a fuse,
that can't
you
be
son
right.
of a bitch?
Season finale, two-parter, they make another Muppets movie.
Yeah.
The last thing is they all come together like, well, we're dog shit at making other shit.
We keep getting blacklisted.
Let's make our own Muppets movie. The Muppets are back. Yeah. And then your season, you know.
Have Kermit as Jerry Maguire, basically.
Mm.
I don't know if that reference lands for you, Jackson. I can't imagine you've ever seen Jerry Maguire.
No,
show me
sir.
The money.
I know the bit, but I don't know the movie.
He's a...
His words are strong as oak. Oh. Don't need a contract. That was a lie. He broke the contract.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire spends most of the movie Jerry Maguire getting fucked.
Oh, he gets fucked hard.
Being way too smug and proud of his abilities, and he fucks up his entire life.
But when
he's fucked up his life parts, he's very...
He writes a thesis and sends it to the old office, and the office is like, the fuck, you're fired.
Yeah, that's right. No, he...
Yeah, he quits.
He does the... Look, this is another reference not for you, Jackson.
That's okay.
Help you explain. He does the Don Draper thing from Mad Men where he's like, he gets dropped by someone. He's like, I'm going to turn me being dropped into me taking a stand against how fucked this company is. And everyone's like, oh,
cool dude.
You're definitely fired and everyone hates you.
Yeah, and he's like, who's with me? And only Renee Zellweger is like, I guess I'll come with you and help.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then he pretends he's in love with her and breaks her heart, and then there's a weird time jump, and then he does fall in love with her.
Oh, that's nice. That's
but then also the movie kind of is like, or is he still just a sack of shit? But also, a lot of the time, he's just like on the phone being like, oh man, you can't fuck me.
Yeah.
No, just have that as Kermit.
And then there's like a little boy, and then he grows up later and he gets jacked as shit.
Do we think that'll happen in the Muppet in real life?
Was it
Carrot Top?
No.
Carrot Top.
Oh, I know the other guy. He was in Stuart Little.
Yeah, the Stuart
so
Little
muscular.
Kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you could have a scene where Kermit the Frog's on the phone with, like, I don't know, what's like a prestige television happening at the moment?
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon, and they're like, how's Animal working out? And they're like, well, he doesn't speak intelligible English.
Like,
and then it's him in, like, you know, you cut away to Animal dressed like he's in medieval times, and he's staring out a window, and he's like,
just trying to, like ride a CGI dragon sort of thing. And it just cuts into the green, like, the green screen, and then everyone be like,
hey,
Animal.
Mr. Animal.
Animal.
Could you please stick to the script? And he just goes nuts. And you know Kermit's going to get a phone call soon.
Yeah. He's no longer Jason Valerian. we have to recast.
You could have that, maybe, you know, our main character's coming into Kermit's office and Kermit's holding the phone away from his head. Because Animal's just going...
Yeah.
This is great.
And then you just take
stuff.
Like...
Imagine trying to be like, okay, trying to pitch... like any sort of Muppet to, like, say Kevin Feige to be like,
yeah,
I understand that. You know,
I understand that there's no more Tony Stark. But what if we got instead Gonzo?
And then he's got, like, you know, like a big old, like, you know, he's flipping pages. He's got Gonzo in some Iron Man armor. He's
absolutely, like, they're like, we can show you. He's gonna do a stunt for you. And then they fire him out of a cannon, and Gonzo, like, hits
through
a wall.
The window.
Yeah,
and Kevin Feige just shakes his head, and Kermit's like, that's money down the drain.
Yeah,
yeah.
Miss Piggy is She-Hulk.
Miss Piggy, and Miss Piggy would be getting roles. Miss Piggy would be the only Muppet that is not one of the clients that Kermit has, I think, and it would kill him inside.
Oh yeah, she self-represents.
Oh, absolutely, and because she knows what she's doing. I mean, she's a firecracker of a lady. Absolutely,
damn right.
What about, okay? Because this is a great pitch. I love this. But what about if the Muppets wanted to go in the kind of other direction that Muppet movies do, where they do basically parodies of genres or films or whatever? Do we think there's a future in that for
the
Muppets?
That would kill me.
Yeah.
But
see, Muppet Treasure Island and Muppet Christmas Carol are pretty good. So, like, there's
which Scrubs are in? Because that one killed me.
Which one is Scrubs in?
Scrubs is in one.
That's bad. Or are they, the Muppets in Scrubs?
No. Well, both, but the Scrubs are in
Muppets. Get out of there, Muppets.
Oh, well,
the Muppets.
The thing, though,
Scrubs.
Is, like, today, the biggest things are just superhero films.
Yeah, that's true.
And superhero films, by and large, are already stupid.
Yeah.
So if you have the Muppets, it's kind of like doing that. It's just, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like
this is annoying.
Yeah.
I've pulled up the Scrubs thing.
Yeah.
So in a very Merry Muppet Christmas movie, so the other Christmas movie, Miss Piggy quits her job at Muppet Theater. This sounds good, but it's annoying because I know it's bad.
Yeah.
She quits her job at Muppet Theater. She's found on the set of Scrubs as a guest star, but she isn't actually a guest star. She's an extra playing a dead body.
That's great. That sounds like it's fucking ripe for comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that weird thing was like, yeah, what are they parodying?
Absolutely.
They
kind of, and I think the thing is...
Well, because you would have to make a Muppet superhero movie, which I know you just said, which would also kill everyone.
Well, and I think the thing is
not be good.
Yeah, because like, it's already very cheesy. And
absolutely.
Then to kind of add that layer of the Muppets on top of it.
The other big genre is prestige horror films.
Oh,
yeah.
Muppets Midsommar.
Mopsommar?
I'm just trying to imagine, like, Snuffleupagus in like a war machine.
Yeah.
CGI'd armor. And I just, you're kind of putting CGI over felt.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I think a problem you're going to encounter there as well is Disney's monopoly of genre.
Yeah.
So, like, if you do the Muppets parodies,
every big movie is the same genre now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all action with, they're like lighthearted action stuff with like two emotional beats.
So you can't do like a parody of that with the Muppets because the Muppets are also owned by Disney.
Yeah.
And you'd be getting a "we're the guy who sucks" situation.
Yeah.
What about, and that's no good.
What about Muppet and the Furious?
Oh, okay.
Could that fit?
I think a better bet for a Muppet parody series would be to do Muppet Prestige Television. So, like, Muppet Mad Men, Muppet Sopranos.
Breaking Muppets.
Breaking Muppets. I think
Better Call Kermit.
Better Call Kermit? We've got a cook, Jesse. it's Jesse. Jesse Pinkman.
Just Kermit running schemes. I'd be all right.
Yeah, I think there's
Kermit working at like a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh. I think, like, I genuinely, if the Muppets were, you know, in a perfect world where they're like, we're going to release Muppet kind of like, parody doesn't feel like the right word because it's not really what, like, Muppet Treasure Island isn't a parody of Pirate.
No, they just retell the movie.
Yeah.
So is there like, are we going down the wrong path with parodies then? And should it be more like, is there other just classic stories that have gone?
Little Women.
Little Women, Muppet Little Women.
Little Women would be
Little Muppets.
Kermit's come back from war. Oh, everyone loses their mind because it's Kermit walking into the set being like, my Little Women.
Yeah.
Well, like a Muppet period romance drama would be pretty cool. Like I think that's a genre the Muppets could do. Mm-hmm. Muppet Pride and Prejudice. You know what I mean?
Pride, Prejudice, and Kermit.
Ah, oh, Mr. Kermit.
Mr. Kermit. Kermit's awkward. He doesn't know what to say.
He just scrunched up his frog head.
I think it's probably not the path to go. If the Muppets want relevancy,
that's not where to find it.
No.
Because I think also the problem with the Muppets movies like that is they have become huge cultural pillars with time.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they blew the world away when they dropped. So to re-bring back the Muppets, I think a streaming series that drops like 10 episodes all at once with like a, I think the Entourage idea is going to be the one where people were like, oh shit, then from there.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, oh yeah, it's still aimed at, you know, like, that it's threading the needle.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's jokes in there for kids. It's very PG. We don't swear. There's no that kind of this over the top violence, but like what you expect from a Muppets thing.
Yeah.
Nothing gratuitous. But we can reference, you know, Game of Thrones. We can reference, you know, like the latest, Marvel film that's coming out. We
absolutely.
Can reference all these kind of things. And it's, you know, it's going to be for kids, but it's also for adults. This is kind of good, eh?
Yeah. I feel like I would aim it not children, but maybe like late teens would be the youngest I would go for demographic-wise.
So you've walked into the boardroom.
Okay. I mean like late teens at the lowest and then like into it. It's mostly an adult show. Because Zammit seems like he's aiming it for like little kids.
You just need to do it. Think SpongeBob.
Mm. Oh, really? You think SpongeBob level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I would go more adult than that.
You're aiming at like the Marvel viewers.
Yeah, okay.
Like, but the younger Marvel viewers. And the younger Marvel viewers are like, you know,
12.
Yeah.
So you're aiming it for that.
Yeah.
You're loving shapes, you're loving colors. Hey, here's Octagon. Oh my God. Woo! 12-year-olds love Octagon.
Yeah,
and
they do.
You just need to make sure that it's deranged. Like, it's going to have that deranged Muppets energy. Yeah, the 12-year-olds would be like, because, like, if they're at school or whatever and everyone's like, I'm watching Iron Man 6.
Yeah.
Tony Stark sucks his own dick or whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's, he made his new Iron Man suit for it. He came back from the dead.
He's like, there's one thing I didn't do. Sure, yeah. I did time travel, but
not this thing.
Unfinished business. He's a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the only way he can fully bend
it.
There's
a lot of lore for this new Iron Man movie.
Well, there's been an Iron Man 4 and 5 since then.
Yeah,
so like you've got to have that deranged Muppets energy so that like kids are like, oh no, it's funny and crazy.
Yeah.
Which again, like SpongeBob and stuff has that. Like kids aren't like, oh, I'm too cool for SpongeBob. Because if anyone says that, you just hit them.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No one's too cool for SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's deranged.
Yeah. yeah, for sure.
And Disney aren't scared to do that. Like that new Mickey Mouse television series.
Yeah, that's
true. I know that not many people speak about it, which makes me think that no one watched it.
But it is. It is.
It's psycho.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And it goes in really weird, refreshing directions for Mickey Mouse and the gang.
And even like stuff like... Now that Regular Show and Adventure Time and stuff like that aren't on the air, or if they are, they're not relevant anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they're
Regular
on the air
Show
anymore.
Definitely isn't.
No, I don't think Adventure Time is either.
Oh, that's right. It ended and then they made some movies and everyone was like,
I guess.
Beamer is back. Cool. Yeah. He changes his own batteries and that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. He dies for a bit.
Yeah. Finn loses his arm forever.
Yeah.
Crazy thing to do to a kid. Anyway. So like that kind of energy and stuff, put that in the Muppets. Kids are still fucked in the head, so it's fine.
They love the chaos.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And adults love the chaos too. Yeah. And stoners love the chaos. That's three big markets.
My God, because that's what you're kind of pitching for. You're pitching for like SpongeBob and 30 Rock like viewers.
Yeah. If you can hit both those demographics,
because
the Muppets are back.
The Muppets obviously aren't going to be Game of Thrones big.
No.
But like you should be able to make like a successful show that you're like, well, that did it.
You should be able to make a Muppets TV show that people will talk about on social media.
Yeah.
That you might get people being like, oh, I'm really excited to see what season two looks like.
It might be, at least as successful as Entourage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Entourage is one of the biggest shows in the world.
At least as successful as the Entourage movie.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Let's find out how much the Entourage movie made, and then we'll see if we can make our Muppets show make that much.
Surely we can hit whatever the Entourage.
By that time, Entourage kind of went up its own asshole and got very stupid.
Yeah.
What?
That in the movie was he Aquaman? I know so little about Entourage.
Yeah, James Cameron directs Aquaman.
That was in like the first season.
Humiliated myself in front of.
Okay,
friends.
Entourage the movie made just shy of $50 million worldwide. That's not good.
We can do that with our Muppets show.
With the
easy.
Muppets, we can make that. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, $50 million. I reckon
Disney, get us in the blower.
Get us in the
blower. What's that movie made for? It seems like a huge box. $50 million is nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Surely.
I think it cost $40 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty decent, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because it did marketing.
Yeah.
But then the TV series, I guess, was marketing.
Yeah.
I think they released the movie well and truly past its prime.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they really just kept flogging that dead horse.
Well, they probably would have expected the Sex and the City thing again, where everyone went and saw the movie and was like, it's crazy you made a follow-up and made a depressing movie because everyone was happy at the end, so you had to fuck their lives up.
Yeah.
But the difference there being the Sex and the City film versus the TV series, they were off-air for quite some time.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Yeah, wasn't Entourage off-air for a little bit?
Not as long as I think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And,
the Sex and the City
the season
was...
And the movie, but like, I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
It was only 3.5 years.
Yeah, so it's kind of just almost like a bit of
Sex and the
turnaround.
City was like,
maybe
5 or 6. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, look, Muppets Entourage is going to reinvent the face of Muppets.
I think the thing about the Muppets, this is my final word on the Muppets.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, but everybody wants to love the Muppets. We all want to love the Muppets. You just got to give us a reason to do it.
Don't put Phil Dunphy, Tina Fey, and Ricky Gervais in a movie that I wanted to see and then didn't see, probably
because of that. Yeah. We are all, every human being on the planet loves the Muppets.
No one hates the Muppets.
No one hates the Muppets.
That's just a fact.
You just got to give us the Muppets to love. That's all it takes.
You telling me?
We'll meet you more than halfway to love the Muppets.
Yeah.
We love the Muppets.
We love the Muppets.
We love the Muppets.
We love the Muppets.
We love the Muppets. We love Rachel and Rochelle.
Oh, actually.
Russell, sorry.
Giggity.
I know this is
Quagmire Glenn Ross or whatever. A lot of good bits this episode.
Glenn Quagmire. Giggity. That could be a banger tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk will love that
shit.
Yeah,
he'll be all
Glenn
over
Glary,
it.
Glenn, I can't even say
Glenn Gary, Glenn Quagmire. He'll give you a blue tick.
Elon Musk, just he'll be like, tweet. Here's the $8 off.
Yeah.
If anything has changed on Twitter between me saying that and when you're listening, pretend it's still relevant.
Yeah.
Anyway, just before we end,
yeah,
I have just remembered something that the Muppets could probably parody or make a movie that's like, without it being too on the nose. If you do, and this would be a bit crazy, but I think the Muppets could be able to pull it off, is if they do like a multiverse thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Portals
true.
Are very fucking
portals
in.
Are in. You love portals.
It wouldn't have to be a superhero movie. Because
you can
be...
team Kermit up with the Muppet Babies
yeah,
and stuff
true.
Like that. Yeah,
that's true. Evil Kermit and so on
Mickey
and so
Mouse.
Forth. Yeah, yeah.
If you're doing multiverse shit.
I feel like you're getting close to that very terrible Simpsons short where the all of the characters from Disney. Yeah.
But what if Quagmire?
What if Quagmire, though?
What happens, Gary
Glenn Quagmire?
Yeah, I think the best thing is you kind of make it the behind the scenes of kind of a production thing, behind the scenes. Sense. Of like with him being Kermit being an agent and you get those little snippets those tiny vignettes of like characters that we know and love in the Muppets in like situations that they should not be
exactly.
Peppy the prawn is playing a multiverse version of Doctor Strange. It's not going well. Yeah, so I reckon that's it. We did it. That's what's next for the Muppets. Yeah. Muppets Entourage, where they're just in a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fun, it's silly, it's chaos.
Yeah, it's everything you love about the Muppets again.
Well, this episode's made me want to watch so
me
much
too.
Muppets stuff.
I love your Muppets rule.
I think give the Office Muppets a chance.
Me too.
I'm
scared.
I'm going to roll them bones.
I think the problem with the Muppets Office is that it's going to be hard to hate because every time you think
that's
it, you look into Kermit's
little
cold,
face.
Dead eyes because he's
the
puppet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, well, look, we've done it. Disney, we've probably also boosted all the streaming numbers for the Muppets now.
Exactly,
so
you're welcome.
Get us on the phone.
Get us on the ball.
And also Fox, as owned by Disney, give me on the phone, Glenn Gary.
And
Glenn,
on that note, I've been Joel.
And I've also been Joel.
We've been the BS Boys, and this is Baseless Speculation.
Goodbye! Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.